Hello, everybody. This is Dustin Kramer, and welcome to the first episode of Luxio Vacations Radio. You know, there's a growing number of people that either have or they're looking for some type of home-based business or side hustle, something they can do to supplement or replace their full-time job. The difficulty here is we live in a ridiculously loud and busy world, and finding time to really work that side hustle is what the challenge is.
Luxio Vacations Radio.
So in today's episode, I have Bert Kramer, Chief Visionary, here with me to talk about finding time versus making time for your business. Welcome to episode one of the podcast, Bert.
Thank you, Dustin. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to this.
So, okay, looking at our, let's just jump right into this. Looking at our existing demographics with Luxio Vacations, we have a lot of women. And now there's some guys in there. There's a decent amount, but it's mostly women, and they're between ages 30 and 55. And a lot of them, you know, they have busy schedules. Mm-hmm. They have families. They have kids. Some have, you know, careers, and some of them have houses that they need to attend to and whatnot. There's 24 hours in a day, right? No one can argue that. I'm not getting any pushback on that.
Nope.
And you're sleeping like 8 to 5 hours a day, which leaves you, I'm bad with math, but 16 to 19 hours or so to, you know, conquer your day, right? And I don't think anyone would argue that you can't create more hours. You can't, you know, make more time or anything like that. So please do me a favor, explain to us what you mean with the whole finding time versus making time for, you know, your career or your new travel business or your side hustle.
Yeah, I mean, I get this, you know, from a lot of, you know, new travel agents. You know, they get into this thing and they're into it a few weeks, a few months, and, you know, they report back, hey, Bert, you know, I'm struggling to find time for my business. And, you know, I'll always, you know, ask the questions like, well, I mean, are you working a full-time job? I mean, just tell me what your situation is. And, of course, you hit it right on the nose. I mean, they're busy. They've got a busy schedule. I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, just the, you know, it's the time that we live in. And, you know, if you're trying to find time, you're not going to find it. It's not out there, because there's always something that's going to take up your time. So, you know, in order for this to work, you've got to make time for your business. And obviously, you know, new agents, they come on board and they've got certain dreams and aspirations and visions of, you know, what this is going to look like. And to be able to achieve that, it's going to take time, and they have to make the time, you know, to do that.
Right. And so, I mean, a little thing that I was kicking around when thinking about this topic was, like, I use my bike riding as an example. I know it's not a business, but, you know, when I leave the office at 4:35, 5:30, whatever it is, I can, you know, say that I'm going to do a bike ride or whatever in the evening. But, you know, I might get home and get distracted, might, you know, put Netflix on or something, and next thing you know it, I need to run to the grocery store, and I've run out of time to actually go on the bike ride, because I was just like, well, if I find some time, I'll go on the bike ride. But if you, like, are making time, it's like you're setting up, like, a discipline. You're finding a frame in the day to actually say to yourself and be disciplined that I am going on this bike ride. I am working this business, you know, no matter what, at this time, or so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it. I mean, if you don't set the appointment, you know, in your case, it's to, you know, to hop on your bike and to get a ride in. Other stuff's going to come up. I mean, food prep, like going to the grocery store, all that stuff is going to come in there. So, you know, working your business is the same way. I mean, if you're looking to say, listen, you know, I want to be able to attain this type of a level of income, for example, and you got to work that backward and say, okay, in order to have, you know, X number of dollars in commissions here a month from now, I've got to put in X number of hours per week. So, I mean, once you work those numbers backwards, and, you know, maybe your first goal is, hey, I want to make $500 a month in this new travel business. You work that backwards. I mean, that's maybe two or three bookings. That might be just a single booking. So what is it going to take in order to make, you know, one, two, three bookings? How much time are you going to have to put into that? And just kind of like, all right, well, you know, if I run the math and, you know, figure this thing out, I need to put in 6 hours a week into my business. And then it's a matter of taking and scheduling that time in. And you start with, hey, you know, what does my day look like now? And where can I schedule some time in? You know, if I could just kind of back up just a little bit, Dustin, is that things look different in the beginning. So in the beginning, you know, to get through, you know, in our case, our new travel specialist, you know, training, get through the basics, you know, you're going to invest 25 to 30 hours. And it really doesn't matter whether you can get through all of that in a weekend or a week, or if it takes you a month to get through that. But you're going to invest about 25 to 30 hours getting through the basics. That doesn't mean your training is completely done. It just means that this phase of your training is done, and training will look different, you know, moving forward. But so, you know, if your goal is, hey, listen, I want to get through the training in the first, you know, 2 weeks, or I want to get through the first month, you do the math on that. You know, you're dividing how, you know, 30 days or, you know, four weeks into, you know, 30 hours, and you're going to come up with, what is it, like 7.5 hours a week. Yeah. All right, so I got 7.5 hours a week that I've got to put into this thing in order to get through the training over the course of the next 30 days. So, you know, once you break it down like that, it becomes a little bit more easy to schedule that into your week. Because if you think about it, you know, that's, you know, maybe, you know, 45 minutes per day.
Right, to an hour, yeah.
Yeah, to an hour. And then maybe like it's 2 hours or 3 hours on the weekend. And, you know, before long, you've got your seven and a half hours in for that week. But, you know, you've got to schedule it in there.
Right. And, I mean, I know we like to use the cliche soccer mom example.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, in the morning you're getting them ready. You're taking them to school because no one rides the bus anymore because it's an SUV, like show and tell for the moms who has the better SUV. But, like, you know, when you get home before you have to go pick them up and then drive them to dance and soccer and all those things, you could get distracted cleaning the house or doing whatever. Or you could take that hour to, you know, sit down and do your business.
Yeah. And again, part of that is, okay, once you've blocked the time. And by the way, I know I've shared this with you many times, but I am a Google fanatic. I mean, if yes. I... Google runs my life, specifically Google Calendar, okay? Let me be...
They don't run his life yet because we're not in 2030. It's only 2020 soon.
Well, what I mean by that is if I don't put something into Google Calendar, I'm going to forget it, guaranteed, because I rely on that so heavily. You know, if I've got an appointment and I forget to put it, I will blow right past that because... You know, I'm so used to Google Calendar sending me, you know, a notification or an email or alert or something like that to remind me. So, you know, once you've blocked out that time, you know, and again, whatever, you know, whether you're using a day timer or however, you know, you're managing your time in your day, you know, also including there, well, here's what I plan on doing in that hour that I've got. So if you say, hey, listen, I'm just going to block out 1 hour for my business and you don't know what you're going to do during that hour,
you'll just end up scrolling Facebook.
Right. You're going to spend a half hour trying to figure out, well, what should I be doing? So, you know, what for the new agent who's going through the training, maybe it's like, listen, I want to complete this module and this module this week. So I'm going to break that down, you know, for the hour I'm going to spend, you know, this particular day doing that. You know, whatever that is, once you get past the training, it's going to be, all right, so what are my activities looking like that I'm going to be scheduling into this time? Is it that I'm going to spend Sunday evenings, and here's my plug for, you know, scheduling posts, but am I going to use Sunday evening, the 2 hours there, to literally just schedule out all of my social media posts for the entire week so that that's not one of the things that I've got to do Monday during my hour that I'm working my business, or Tuesday, the 2 hours that I'm working my business? So again, you know, if you're using something like Google Calendar to block out time, make sure that you're including in there, here's what I'm going to be doing during that time. And, you know, repetition is going to, you know, make things a lot easier. So, you know, once you're into some type of a routine that you know, hey, you know, Monday evening between 7 and 8 o'clock, that is my time to work my business, and nothing's going to interfere with that. Treat it like it's a doctor's appointment where, you know, it took you a month to get in to see that doctor. You're not going to no-show, or you're not going to cancel that appointment. You're going to show up out of that appointment. If it's an appointment for your business, you're going to show up and you're going to, you know, work that appointment because you know how difficult it is to find time.
also known
as... Did I just say...
Making
time.
Time
to make time.
Exactly. That is what we would call making time for your business, is, you know, not allowing yourself to have it on the Google Calendar, but just blow past it because, I don't know, Netflix uploaded something new or something. So, I mean, we talked about the... you know, the initial training and the new people, but what's the other side of the coin look like for someone who has bookings on the books and, you know, they're not really going through training anymore? Like, what is making time for their business look like? They've been in it a year, they've got some commissions paid, they have clients they're working with, they have clients that are already waiting to travel. I mean, can they slow down a little bit and kind of let it, as it comes to them, work it? Or do they still need to make time?
You know, I think a year into this, I mean, if, you know, we can break down, you know, the, you know, 1 year into this, what will things look like? You know, sure, you're going to have clients that are in the process of traveling. You know, their travel is coming up. So you're making sure that you've got all their information, the reservations are, you know, they're correct and everything. Your clients are really going to determine, you know, how much time you need to put into them. So whether it's follow up, you know, they're going to determine, you know, how many clients do you have actually traveling. But I would still say that a year into this, you're still spending a good chunk of your time in marketing your business. So that's going to be a combination of, you know, the stuff that you're doing on social media to get your name out there, to build your, you know, your following. But then, by a year into this, you're going to be spending a good bit of your time generating proposals and quotes and itineraries and getting back with clients and, you know, waiting for them to make up their mind. And then once they do, you know, making those reservations, recording those reservations. So again, things do change. That, which is different than, I would say, 2 to 3 years into this, is going to look a lot different from your right. first year.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you're training and you're, you know, within your first few weeks, months of this, I think it is easier just to make the time, schedule it, because you're not necessarily dealing with other clients and their schedule. You're kind of just, you know, you're doing this on at your pace. But when you have some clients and they, you know, they call you or they message you while you're at a soccer game, you've got to still find a way to make the time right then and there to, you know, deal with them. Right. So it's
no question.
You're always on call, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of what this business is, you know, and that's, you know, the pain in this business. It's also the pleasure in this business that you can, you know, work this business around your schedule. You can work it, you know, whenever you want to work it. You don't have to show up and punch a clock and, you know, be at a desk, you know, for 8 hours a day. I mean, you've got the flexibility. But like you said, you know, when that client, you know, reaches out to you, you've got to be available. Now, I understand that that we've got a lot of our agents at work, other type of jobs, and they really can't deal with their clients, you know, during the 9 to 5 or whatever their you know, their regular full-time work shift is. So, you know, we've worked really hard on the technology into that. So, like, one of the things that we use is our 3CX phone system, which, you know, gives you the ability to, you know, to basically take your phone with you, your office phone with you, wherever you're going. So, you know, it sits on top of your mobile phone. One of the things that I really like about this this phone app is that you can set yourself away and have an away message. So if you show up at the office at 9 o'clock and you can't take any phone calls between, you know, for the next, you know, several hours, you can set that away and it'll have a away message. Say, hey, you know, hey, this is Sally, you know, I'm not available right now. Please leave your name and message and I will get back with you as soon as I can. Whatever that happens to be.
Right, right.
And then that voicemail that the client or the prospect leaves is actually turned into an email and sent to your business email. So you can listen to that, you know, as long as you can check your email, you can listen to your voicemail messages. So that's one thing. Another thing is, of course, you know, email. I know that some of our travel specialists, they actually set their office hours on their email signature file. So when they're emailing with the client sees, oh, you know, Sally's office hours are, you know, 6 p.m. until, you know, 9:30 p.m. and then, you know, the weekends, you know, whatever that is. I mean, again, you got to use the technology if you're, you know, working some other, you know, full-time job and you're not able to take calls, you know, on that full-time job.
And I guess that's okay because... odds are some of your clients are going to also have a full-time job.
Exactly.
And aren't going to be able to chat with you at, you know, 10:30 a.m.
Yeah.
when they're at work. So it can't be that bad.
You know, and I think most clients understand that. And I think, you know, the most important thing that that I share when I'm talking with new agents is to make sure that you're following up quickly. So, I mean, if you get a voicemail and you can't, you know, take a call right now, make sure that you're doing something like sending them an email, sending them a text message, say, hey, listen, I'm tied up right now, I'm in a meeting, I'm unavailable, whatever that happens to be, but I'm going to get back with you about 3 o'clock. Because if you don't get back with them quickly, you know, it's not going to be long and they're no longer going to be your client.
Or if you don't at least just give them a time frame as when you're going to get back.
Exactly. That's what they really want. They don't want to be left hanging. If they leave you a voicemail message and you don't get back to them for 24 hours, they're probably no longer your client.
Right.
They're the client of some other travel agent who did get back with them. So
exactly. So then I want to jump to a pre-framed question that I have here. That might be a painful thing to hear for some people, but it's, you know, are there people who should or should not do this business?
Right. So I think I know where you're going with that. You know,
is this for everyone kind of thing?
No, it's not. It's definitely not for everyone. And the first thing I want to share with you regarding being that it's not for everyone is if you are that person who has got a schedule that is, you know, hey, I'm you know, taking care of 3 kids and my family, and each one of those kids has got, they've got soccer, they got karate, they've got, you know, dance lessons, and you're the mom who's, you know, transporting back and forth, you know, and you just don't have the time to put into your business, or, you know, maybe this isn't the best time for you. Or maybe, you know, this is a time for you to do some, you know, studying, reading, but really, you know, running a business while you're, you know, super busy with a career and family that, you know, quite frankly, maybe it's, you know, it's not the right time in your life to do something like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what's the second part of that response then?
Well, you know, one of the things, and again, maybe this is, you know, topic for another podcast.
Probably.
But, you know, there are some people that just, you know, they're so used to working for somebody. They're so used to, you know, having a job and they have a schedule and they have a boss and they have, you know, a set of tasks that they have to do that. And you know, and they, you know, the assurance or the comfort and those kind of things is that, you know, on Friday they get, you know, a paycheck, you know, regardless. If they showed up and they sat at their desk for 8 hours a day for the last 5 days, on Friday they're pretty much guaranteed they're going to have a paycheck. And when someone shifts over to being an entrepreneur, you've got your own business, and you don't have a boss, you are your own boss, sometimes it's difficult for them to mentally shift gears and understand that, hey, listen, you've got to be self-motivated enough to go out and do the things you have to do so that by the end of the week or the end of the month, you've got clients who have traveled and you've got a commission. And for some people, it's really uncomfortable thinking that I'm going to get paid because of me, not because of a title that I've got and a position I hold within a company, and there's an HR department and there's a payroll department, and I'm going to get a paycheck on Friday, shifting that over to, hey, I'm the boss of this company and I'm responsible for generating revenue. And if I want a paycheck, you know, 2 weeks from now, that I've got to be self-motivated enough to do the things that are going to lead to that paycheck. And for some people, that's a real big struggle. They're just not comfortable feeling secure enough in themselves that they can be responsible for, you know, 100% responsible for generating that income.
Right. So then, like, another question, you know, what is wrong with just winging it? You know, just giving this a try and, you know, I'll just find time. You know, I'm just going to wing it and find time. I've got the career. So this is my side hustle, as people call it. I'm just going to kind of, the time comes, it comes.
Yeah, again, that side hustle thing, that's become really popular, at least that, you know, that terminology. And I don't think that, you know, just because we've changed the name from, you know, a part-time business or a side business to a side hustle, that we've changed the level of commitment that you need to have to put into something like that there. So, again, if you're doing this, you know, I always use the saying that, you know, anything worth doing is worth doing right and putting 100% of your effort into that. So, you know, if you really want to, you know, start a new career as a travel agent, travel specialist, you know, work in the travel industry, help people to plan and book vacations, then you've got to be committed to it. And you can't just wing that. You know, no one's going to do business with you if they can sense that, hey, you're just winging this business.
What, for our listeners who might be just winging it, what are some things that stand out to you or have stood out to you in the past years as an indicator that someone's just winging it?
Again, this is probably a topic for another podcast, but yeah, there's definitely, I mean, over the years, I've literally spoke with thousands of travel agents, both prospective and travel agents that have joined our team. And there's a couple of things, you know, it's, you know, if I reach out to them or if, you know, they send an, you know, an email question and I, you know, respond back and I don't hear anything, or if, you know, someone says, hey, can you give me a call, and you call and they don't answer the phone, or you call and you get their voicemail message and it's some hokey, you know, message on there that's not professional, or, you know, a ringtone that's not professional. It's like, you know, this is probably somebody who's winging it, that are not real serious. You know, the other thing, a big pet peeve of mine is that when you send an email to somebody, you got to have a signature file. You got to have your information on that email. And I had somebody who just today, they sent me an email and literally they had, you know, a couple of questions on there and did not have any information on that. They didn't put their name on there, their phone number, their email, or any information. I had to, you know, thankfully I was able to take their email address and look it up in their system and find out who this person actually was. So, I mean, it's different things like that, you know, that shows that, hey, the level of commitment is really, is not there. You know, I had another person who just recently, she said, hey, listen, I'd like to talk with you. I've got some questions, but can you call me, you know, at 7 o'clock? And you call at 7 o'clock and it rings and rings and rings. You call back 10 minutes later, no one answers. You know, that's, for in my eyes, that's kind of indicative of how they're going to treat their clients too. Right. So, yeah, like I said, another a whole topic.
Yeah, no, that
for
is,
another.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. Just winging it is a topic.
Yeah.
So then you have any parting words to just summarize the finding time versus making time?
Well,
is there any glimmer of hope of?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've been self-employed for most of my life, and I have had a couple of regular jobs, job, and, you know, I was appreciative for those things. But, you know, I have been, you know, the person who, you know, I'm responsible to me to make things happen. And I know that, gosh, back in 1996, I left my Fortune 500 job and, you know, I started working from home. And, you know, I would get up in the morning and, you know, walk down the hallway to my office, and I put in office hours. I mean, I did, you know, the, you know, 7:30 until 9:30. And that was 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. It wasn't
right.
The
7:30 a.m. Oh, I guess, you know, I guess I could definitely attest to that, because I was in the house and you definitely made the time, I would say, instead of just finding it, because...
Well, yeah, but again, if you are that person that's working your job and you're not to the point yet that you can quit that job and do your travel business full-time, you really do have to be realistic on how much time you've got based on your family's needs for you, because again, family comes first. So, you know, based on those kind of things, you know, how much time can you realistically put into this? And I think that things do get easier the more you do this, and clients are more responsive, and then there's repeat clients and clients that send you referrals, and, you know, once your client feels good working with you, you've booked some trips for them, you know, they're a lot more ready to trust your word, not have you go back and change itineraries and travel times and all those kind of things. So it definitely does get better. But in the beginning, you do have to develop some habits and some time management skills, and again, setting some time aside for your business.
Yeah, and you'll get into a flow of how you do business, how you function, the things that you know, do you use your phone more? Do you use a tablet more? Pen and paper, you know, you'll get into a flow, and you'll find a way to make time for your business. Do you have, you know, any plug or whatnot, any website to go to if someone that's listening who's not a travel agent would maybe want to become a travel agent?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We've got our website at LexivoVacations.com/join. That's where you can go and get information about our program, learn all about, you know, what it's like to become a travel specialist with the Lexivo Vacations, you know, what's included in our program, and then You can request information there. You can actually enroll into the program right there. And, you know, usually within 24 to 48 hours, we've got you all set up into our system. And, you know, we've got somebody that calls all of our new agents in their first, again, 24 to 40 hours to make sure they've got, you know, or they're, you know, in our system and that they've, you know, don't have any questions and really to point them in the direction. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, that just about does it for this topic, finding time versus making time for your business. I would recommend that you make time for your business, which is really just self-discipline. Cool. So it was a pleasure chatting. Join us next time, next week, hopefully, for episode 2, where we dive into how Bert got into the travel industry. And there'll be some nice stories there, I'm sure. So again, thank you and have a good day.